Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, Joey Scanlon, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Stone. And coach, congratulations on a great weekend here at home.
Thank you.
First of all, at first half of this soccer game, your team gets that 1-0 lead. A little bit of a mistake on defense. That doesn't happen very often for the soccer team, but I loved how your team rebounded. Talk about the character of your defense after that happened.
Yeah, I thought we were able to do a good job regrouping at halftime and coming out with a sense of urgency in the second half. You know, obviously, you know, we'd like to have that at the start of the 90 instead of, you know, the halftime intermission, but it was good for us. We faced some adversity kind of for the first time this season, and you know, we had a good response to it.
You made some substitutions there late in that first half, giving your starters a little time to rest up. Love that strategy. I know Joey and I were talking about how important it was when your team came out here in the second half. Was that something kind of at the back of your mind?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've put some faith and trust into the roster, and they've been rewarding us as a coaching staff. So, you know, when they're able to play valuable minutes like that, it just makes us a better team. It allows players to get rest, and they're playing so well, you know, kind of that wave that comes in there, they're playing so well that they can create goals themselves too.
Jim, you know, with Winona, they have new coaches now. Did you guys try and change your game plan a little bit from when you guys used to play Winona all those many years?
No. You know, the games day was unique because both teams, you know, throughout the game we transitioned a little bit into some different looks. But, you know, the primary formation for each team was exactly the same today. So it was kind of a matter of who was going to do it better. So no, we didn't really change much up. We just really tried to be the best us today.
Your two freshmen up there, attackers, Allison Smith and Alana Mattson, are so impressive. You would have thought that they've been playing with your team for years. Just setting up not only the two goal scorers that have scored today, but also some other plays down the line. They almost got other players on the board. It was incredible watching them. How impressed are you for your freshmen?
Yeah, very impressed. I'm really excited just to have them on the roster and just to have them a part of our program. And, we definitely hit the jackpot.
I know Joey and I were talking about how Miranda Famstead is like the quarterback of your team. Mm. It's like watching a football team. She just dictates what happens there on defense. What kind of a leader is she? And how tough is it going to be when she leaves this team after graduation?
Yeah, Randy, as we call her, she's a gift from God. So, you know, she's one of those kids that comes through your program that you can't really replace. You know, you hope someone else steps up and plays a similar role, but she's definitely a special player. And we have, you know, quite a few seniors this year that are really special, and I think that's why we're having success right now.
Well, Coach, it is homecoming week coming up on Saturday. Your team plays on Sunday. What do you need to do to get ready for these coming games?
I think we just need to stay focused and, you know, not focus in on the results and kind of where we are on the table and, you know, not get caught up in the big picture, but just, you know, really focus in on the details that we need to get ready for Mary on Friday and, you know, then we'll have Minot Sunday, but, you know, Sunday. So right now the focus is on that Friday game and how can we go out to Bismarck and play well.
Coach, going back to today's game, your substitutes were so confident that watching the game, you couldn't even tell that they weren't your starters. How did you get them comfortable in those positions coming off the bench and being that hungry to be out there?
Right. I'm not taking credit for this. they're just doing a great job. But we, you know, one of the things that just kind of light bulb went off during preseason, I decided to kind of give them a nickname.
Okay.
So we've kind of given that group an identity.
What's their identity? Can you tell us?
No.
Okay,
no,
that's fine.
I can't.
No, that's okay. It's your team's, it's like having a mantra. You know,
right.
You don't want to share it with the world. It's your
right.
Secret. But obviously there's such a great chemistry with this program because it's not just a team, it's a family. And that's been kind of your, that has been your thing, your team's mantra since I remember when Brian and I first came to Bemidji State 14 years ago. You've been here 16. You've always had that team family bonding, and it's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it, you know, it makes the experience more enjoyable when you care about the people that you're trying to achieve something with. So it's, you know, it makes the good times better, and it makes the tough times, you know, makes the tough times more able to cope with. And so it's, yeah, we've been blessed with really good kids and great families, and we have a pretty good culture.
I hate to say this early into the season, but you definitely have something very special here in this team. Probably the strongest, most conditioned team chemistry on and off the field. Looks spectacular. Coach, good luck to you the rest of the season, and we'll be back here for maybe a couple more.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the coverage, and yeah, appreciate being on here.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Jim. Congrats again.